Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Dr. Love.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Raphael Love, a.k.a. The Doctor, here to talk to you today about the beast. When you're looking into the eyes of the beast, do you flinch first? The beast that I'm discussing today is the beast of fear. Do you let fear dominate you when you're faced with something that you may be afraid of? Or do you just run right up and punch that thing right in the mouth? As of late, there have been a lot of things in my life that I would say could have presented fear for me. However, I am one that is believing the mindset of a warrior. I believe that fear is just an indication of something that is missing that you need to build into yourself by bringing that fear in and just making it part of you. By doing that, you not only strengthen your foundation, you also have one other thing that no longer will ever stand in your way. You don't run away from fear. You don't try to work your way around fear. You punch fear so hard that your fist flies through its face and the back of fear's head explodes. But then you just pick it up and you love it as a part of you, because fear basically is something that you may have learned or some past experience that you're kind of reliving very subtly in a situation that may not be directly related, but you're feeling it. You get that feeling in your gut where you're just not quite sure, where you're thinking, should I zig or should I zag? Here's an example. You're thinking about going into business for yourself, but at the same time, you got bills to pay. Do you A, go, I'm going to just walk out of my job and just hope for the best? Or B, do you come up with a plan and transition from the person you are today, which is the employee working for someone else, to the person who is an employee who is working for someone else during the day versus the employee working for themselves in the evening, to the next transition, which would be the employee who says goodbye to working for someone else to the employee working for themselves, because you would then become your own boss. Now, being a boss, do you then say, I'm going to carry the load of my entire business on my shoulders like Hercules carrying the world? Or do you say, not my job, and outsource those things that are part of your business? Each one of those steps along the way represents different levels and different nuances of fear that can creep up on you. And then all of a sudden, you're focused in on that. You're focused in on, ooh, should I zig or should I zag? Should I do this or should I do that? You have to begin to think big and act big. You got to get outside of the box of what you know and then say, what is it that I really want to have happen? A few episodes ago, we talked about that list of things that we wanted to accomplish in life and the things that we wanted to achieve and have as part of what we were going to be moving forward into. If you make it a point to continually keep that list focused and in front of you at all times, I read my list every single day because it reminds me every single day of why I'm going through the things that I am. It also reminds me, too, that these things are not going to be forever. So if I do feel fear, I just feel the fear and do it anyway. Because those times where you let fear get bigger than you are the times that you withdraw and you stop. Your dreams are waiting for you. Just like those people who are waiting for your gifts, whatever they may be, for you to be in a position to give them. That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. Do not hesitate in giving your gifts, because somebody out there is waiting to receive them.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.